Do you feel like you need God's encouragement and wisdom throughout the week to take hold of His promise to fly like an eagle? You've come to the right place. Welcome to Eagles on the Hill. Let's join our host, Pastor Jeff Shike.
Hey, people, I am your host, Pastor Jeff Shike. Thanks for joining us on this edition of the podcast. I want to encourage you to be spreading the word about the podcast to friends, particularly those trying to follow Jesus in their daily lives, as hopefully we can provide some encouragement with that, some insight to that as we live our Christian lives. So wherever people listen to podcasts, they can search for us at Eagles on the Hill or on YouTube. Obviously, then they can get to watch us on video. Just search again for Eagles on the Hill, wherever you listen to podcasts or on YouTube to be able to find us. Today, we're going to be talking about a Jewish holiday that is coming up this week. And so I think it's important for us as Christians to understand our roots in the Jewish faith, because really, Jesus was Jewish, obviously. His disciples were Jewish. They celebrated the Jewish holidays. And so it's important for us to celebrate them, as well as these Jewish holidays are fulfilled in Jesus. Jesus and his life and ministry, his life, death, and resurrection really is impacted by these holidays, and he fulfills the meaning of these holidays. We'll see that in the case of today's holiday, which is called Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks. Shavuot occurs 7 weeks after Passover, and so it is a pilgrimage festival, one of the three pilgrimage festivals in the Old Testament, where men were supposed to go on a pilgrimage to, in this case, Jerusalem, to celebrate these festivals. Oftentimes, of course, today, families join with the men, as they did years ago when they were able to do so. So in Exodus chapter 34 is the first time, I believe, that we read about Shavuot, as it is given as a festival to God's people. Exodus 34, verses 22 and 23 say, "Celebrate the festival of weeks with the first," which is what Shavuot means, is weeks. "Celebrate the festival of weeks with the first fruits of the wheat harvest and the festival of ingathering at the turn of the year. 3 times a year, all your men are to appear before the sovereign Lord, the God of Israel." So thus, it's a pilgrimage festival. And what's being celebrated initially, according to Scripture, is the ingathering of the first fruits of the winter wheat harvest. And so it happens at this time of year. We'll talk about the exact dates that it occurs in a moment, but this is the time of year that it happens, as the spring is turning into summer. Typically, actually more in the springtime, but this year as spring turns into summer. So it also, in rabbinic tradition, celebrates the giving of the Ten Commandments, the Torah, to Moses on Mount Sinai. And because that event is said to have happened, we don't know for sure, but it's said to have happened in rabbinic tradition on Shavuot. I have a video for you to give you a one-minute explanation of this from a YouTube site called Israel. So let's take a look at the video.
The sun is shining, the wheat fields are in full bloom, and the weather's heating up, which means one thing. The Jewish holiday Shavuot is coming. Here are 6 facts you probably didn't know about Shavuot. Shavuot celebrates the Jewish people receiving the Ten Commandments in 1312 BCE. Shavuot means weeks in English, marking the 7 weeks between Passover and Shavuot. Shavuot was traditionally an agricultural holiday marking the wheat harvest. We eat dairy foods on Shavuot to symbolize the biblical description of Israel as the land flowing with milk and honey. Many people stay up all night and study Jewish texts, history, and philosophy to commemorate receiving the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai. Something that you might not know is that there's also a really fun custom during the day to engage in water fights with water balloons to commemorate Moses being placed on the Nile when he was 3 months old, which also happens to be Shavuot. Happy Shavuot from Israel.
All right, the Jews have reasons for everything. And so there's no biblical evidence that Moses was floating in the Nile on Shavuot, nor that the Ten Commandments were received on Shavuot, nor that King David was born and died on Shavuot, but a rabbinic tradition. And so lots and lots of traditions within Judaism that are extra biblical outside of Scripture. and reasons then for all sorts of traditions that have developed over the years, including some that she talked about there in that short video. Shavuot is celebrated, as we said, 7 weeks, so a week of weeks after Passover. So it's celebrated sometime between, in our modern calendar, May 15th and June 14th. This year, it's celebrated in Israel, June 12th to 13th. In other words, holidays begin the evening before. So the evening of June 12th, the dinner, as night falls, Shavuot begins on June 12th and extends into the 13th. So June 12th is the night where they would stay up all night to study Torah and study the Ten Commandments, study other Jewish philosophers and that sort of thing. An interesting piece of Shavuot, a part of Shavuot, which happens on other holidays as well. They're celebrated differently sometimes in Israel than they are in the diaspora, that is, by Jews around the world. And so in the case of Shavuot, it's celebrated for 2 days by Jews, let's say, in the United States, June 11th to 13th this year, as opposed to just June 12th to 13th in the state of Israel. But as you can tell, that's about as late as Shavuot can be celebrated. As the video talked about, it's celebrated by the eating of dairy products. And so if you love cheesecake or cheese blintzes or anything with cheese in it, you're in luck. Shavuot will be one of your favorite holidays. The Book of Ruth is read at morning services on Shavuot. Obviously, if you've read the Book of Ruth, if you're familiar with it, it has a very much of a harvest theme to it. And of course, it's read, as I said, because traditionally King David was born and died on Shavuot. No biblical reason for that at all, but the rabbis have all sorts of traditions. As the video said, it's traditional to engage in all-night study of the Torah. And then on the morning of June 13th, in Israel this year, you'll see many Jewish men and women going to the Western Wall for prayer. Of course, if they go to the Western Wall of the Temple for prayer, they do not pray up on the Temple Mount, by the way, just to clarify. It's at the Western Wall, down the wall that holds up the Temple Mount. When you get to the Western Wall, the Jewish men pray separately from the Jewish women. They do not pray in the same space up against that wall, but there's a barrier between them as they pray. But it's an exciting time to be at the Western Wall on Shavuot this year, June 13th. Of course, we'll not be there this year on June 13th, but if you get to watch any video of that, take a look at that. It's an exciting video that will happen on the morning of June 13th in Israel. Well, what does this have to do with Christianity, with our Christian faith? How is Shavuot fulfilled in the Christian faith? Well, as it turns out, I'll read a scripture to you and you'll get the idea. Acts chapter 2, starting at verse 1. When the day of Pentecost came, that is, the day of Shavuot came, Acts chapter 2, the Feast of Weeks, they, the disciples of Jesus, the 120, were all together in one place. We don't know exactly where that place was. I would say probably the upper city of Jerusalem, where the priests live, as well as some disaffected priests who were part of the Essene movement. Likely that was where it is. Suddenly, the sound of a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. Why? Because Shavuot is a pilgrimage festival. And so there were people from every nation under heaven gathered in Jerusalem. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their own language being spoken. And at some point in this process, my picture is that the crowd is moving from the upper city to the southern steps of the Temple Mount. Not very far, 5-10 minute walk. Utterly amazed, they ask each other, "Aren't all these who are speaking from Galilee? How is it that each of us hears them in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own language." Acts chapter 2, verse 11. We'll end the account there, but you can finish reading the whole account if you like throughout Acts chapter 2. So this event, Acts chapter 2, happened on Shavuot. the feast, the harvest festival, the ingathering of the first fruits of the wheat harvest. 50 days after Passover, which that year Jesus was crucified on Passover. Jesus then rose from the dead, appeared to his disciples for 40 days. 10 days later, 50 days after Passover, we have this event happening on Shavuot, what Christians call Pentecost. So what's happening here? What is the connection to Pentecost? How is Shavuot fulfilled in Pentecost? Well, Shavuot, the festival of the ingathering of the first fruits. What happens in Acts chapter 2? The first fruits of the Christian church are gathered in. A great harvest is gathered in. 3,000 people were baptized that day. And, a most likely place for 3,000 people to be baptized was on the southern steps of the Temple Mount, where they have discovered many mikvehs or ritual baths there on the southern steps, because people would, as they were heading up to the temple, ritually cleanse themselves in the mikvehs and then head up onto the Temple Mount for prayer for Shavuot. So where are you going to baptize 3,000 people? You're going to need a lot of mikvehs, a lot of water to baptize 3,000 people. And so likely the Pentecost event finished on the southern steps of the Temple Mount in these mikvehs as 3,000 were baptized, as the first harvest of souls into the Christian church was gathered in that day. And so that is the connection of what we celebrate as Pentecost as Christians. We call it Pentecost, the Feast of Weeks. That's the fulfillment of Shavuot in the Christian faith. So Christians typically don't celebrate Shavuot the same way Jews do, reading the book of Ruth, staying up all night studying Torah, eating a lot of cheese and dairy products to symbolize the coming into the land of milk and honey. We don't typically celebrate Pentecost that way. We typically celebrate it as that fire that was given on the heads of the disciples that day and enabled them to speak other languages, enabled the gospel to go forth in the language of the people. Here at Christ Lincoln, where I'm from, we have a worship service called 2:11 Worship, and it's based on this verse, Acts chapter 2, verse 11. We all hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own language, and it is our prayer that we at Christ Lincoln would be a Pentecost church, would be a church where people hear the word of God in their own language, where they are able to understand and grasp that old, old story of Jesus and his love in a new and precious way, and be set on fire by the Holy Spirit to go out and share the good news of Jesus with friends and neighbors, co-workers, as God has left us here yet on earth to do that in the days, weeks, months, and years to come, however long he leaves us here. That's our goal. That's the purpose that we have in life, is to share this good news of Jesus with those around us, as those disciples first did when the first harvest was gathered into the Christian church. I pray that wherever you worship, there is a great harvest of souls, of people gathered into the Christian church in fulfillment of what began on the day of Pentecost, the day of Shavuot, as the disciples gathered to celebrate in Acts chapter 2. That's what we got for you on the podcast today. We want to encourage you to write us at eaglesonthehill211@gmail.com. That's all one word, no spaces, dots, dashes, underscores, just all one word, eaglesonthehill211@gmail.com. And we want to encourage you to be rejoicing in the promise of God that those who hope in the Lord will fly on wings like eagles. What a great promise that God gives to us there in the prophet Isaiah. Thanks for listening to us today on the podcast.